You know, we do still need we still need vessels to help out in different areas, and because this is about the entering into the flame, entering into the furnace, that speaks of not entering into comfort zones, but actually areas that maybe we're not so comfortable with, but to be with the Lord in that and watch Him show up, you know, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And I wrote, we call ourselves vessels of God, but we must first be molded by God's hands and have gone through the fire. And I believe we kind of stop at a certain juncture in the molding. We take the molding, we take His hands, we take those nail-scarred hands and let them mold us, but we don't notice they're nail-scarred as much as He's the boss, He's God, and He's working on me. But it was nail-scarred hands that mold that clay. But that's just the beginning. Back then, they didn't have any plastic vessels. They didn't have all the kind of things that we think. What they had was pottery. It was clay that was put into the furnace, and then it became a vessel to be used. Then, after the fire. And when it comes to these areas, and I'll have Kelly say a few words about it in the practical level, but when it comes to these areas, you know, nobody here is going to throw anybody in the furnace. We're not going to do that. If it happens, you have to choose that furnace. And believe it or not, if there are, you know, furnaces here and there, and we're in there not because of our prowess, for example, teaching kids or something, but we're in a situation where we're going to see Jesus show up just because of the Spirit that we chose to enter into that and to say, Lord, I'm helpless in this flame unless You show up. And I guess the question is, do you believe He'll show up? And I believe that He will and does regularly. And in a sense, we're not looking for professionals. That would taint what God wants to do. We're looking for those who want to jump in the fire. And be open and be willing to be used in maybe a little bit different way, but to see for yourself the Lord show up, as well as for if it involves other people, like if it involves children or this or that or whatever, to see for their self that Jesus will show up right in the midst of the total inability to be in that furnace. It's not a normal place people hang out. But it is for Jesus, because, you know, Kelly was talking about seeing the Lamb face, and I don't disregard what she says at all, but the Lord kind of gave me a vision of that whole scenario recently, and it was the words are difficult because it was a seeing, but it was as if, and I think I mentioned this, but it was as if you know, Peter was standing there as if I was standing there. And then the Lamb was, I mean, Jesus was over there, and he turned. And when he turned and looked, when I turned and looked into his eyes, when Peter turned and looked into his eyes, you saw a sacrificial lamb, as pure as it could be. No dread, no fighting, no fear, just eyes that were ready, eyes that were willing. He was a willing lamb. And I looked, Peter looked, I think, and saw that's where he's going. That's who he is. And of course, that reflects back on us of, oh my God, I'm sorry. I've been trying to be a disciple, you know, and I wanted to be, you know, up there with John and, you know, James and sitting at Jesus' right and left hand. And I just saw him. And when I say a sacrificial lamb, it was as if they didn't see a man wearing, you know, robes and sandals. They saw a lamb, a little lamb that was just, as Kelly said, it wasn't blaming or condemning. It was just what it is, so pure that it would strike us. It would genuinely, oh. And then he goes on to what he's always does, but what he certainly did then.